ونستعين ونستغفره، نعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا، يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، فإن كل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. وإنما توعدون لآت وما أنتم بمعجزين. Praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he's the only one worthy of praise. I seek his help, his guidance, and his forgiveness. I believe in him and I trust him. I seek refuge on Almighty Allah from the evil of our passions. Indeed, whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides him to Al-Islam, no one can mislead him after Allah. And whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put him astray, no one can guide him after Allah. I testify openly that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah Rabbil Alameen, and I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger and the seal of all the prophets. O Muslims, you must know that the best speech is the speech of Almighty Allah, which is the Quran. The best guidance is the course of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is his sunnah. The worst of all affairs is innovation, an addition to the religion of Al-Islam. Indeed, every addition to the religion of Al-Islam will lead to hellfire. I adjure you as well as myself to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the best of your ability. Fear Allah and don't die unless you are Muslim. After this, I greet you all with the greeting of Al-Islam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May the peace and the blessing of Almighty Allah be with you all. I'd like to welcome you all for continuation of Surah Al-Alaq, Surah number 96, The Clot. And inshallah, before we start the Surah, we're going to hear a recitation for some of the beginning of the Surah, inshallah.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق خلق الإنسان من علق اقرأ وربك الأكرم الذي علم بالقلم علم الإنسان ما لم يعلم
أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق خلق الإنسان من علق خلق الإنسان من علق خلق الإنسان من علق اقرأ وربك الأكرم، اقرأ وربك الأكرم، اقرأ وربك الأكرم، الذي علم بالقلم، الذي علم بالقلم، الذي علم بالقلم، علم الإنسان ما لم يعلم، علم الإنسان ما لم يعلم، علم الإنسان ما لم يعلم، كلا إن الإنسان ليطغى، كلا إن الإنسان ليطغى، كلا إن الإنسان ليطغى، أرآه استغنى، أرآه استغنى، أرآه استغنى، إن إلى ربك الرجعى، إن إلى ربك الرجعى، إن إلى ربك الرجعى، أرأيت الذي ينهى، أرأيت الذي ينهى، أرأيت الذي ينهى، عبدا إذا صلى، عبدا إذا صلى، عبدا إذا صلى، أرأيت إن كان على الهدى، أرأيت إن كان على الهدى، أرأيت إن كان على الهدى، أو أمر بالتقوى، أو أمر بالتقوى، أو أمر بالتقوى.
I'm going to stop here, inshallah. And we had spoke about approximately 3 verses last week. We covered 3 verses. And one of the main things here, to recap what we talk about, that the reading, the most important reading, is the reading that related to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that when we read and when we eat, with all our action we bless it by the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the main characteristics of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that He is Al-Khaliq, the one who had created, الذي خلق. And this is a big challenge for everyone and for everything or anything that we may assume or everyone to claim to be God, to create. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only one can create. And when a challenge happened between the Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam and the Namrud, the king in his time, he told him, Rabbi alladhi yuhyi wa yumeet. He said, my Lord is the one who gave life and death. قال أنا أحيي وأميت. So the king said, what? I also give life and cause death. How? He says, somebody who been sentenced for death, I can release him. So now I give him life. Okay? And somebody, I can take him and I order my soldier to kill him. So I am the one who caused life and death. So Ibrahim alayhi salam, he found this king playing games with words. Because it's obvious that Ibrahim talks about the one who gives life to dead things. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from nothing caused life to come. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from a drop of semen make a human being who can move, who can see, he can talk, all these things, you see. So he gave him a different argument and said that what? إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْتِي بِالشَّمْسِ مِنَ الْمَشْرِقِ فَأْتِي بِهَا مِنَ الْمَغْرِبِ. So since we're going to play games with words, my Lord is the one who brings the sun and cause the sun to rise from the east. So make it what? إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْتِي بِهَا مِنَ الْمَشْرِقِ. Allah brings the sun from the east. So you go ahead and let it come from the west. Alright? So one of the main qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is creation, to create. And this we see it in Surah Al-Hajj when Allah...
No sound.
If these countries or these societies, they really believe that this Islam is fake religion and it is copied by Muhammad from the previous book, so let them to meet this challenge. Let them create a fly. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala challenged them more than this and said that even when the fly takes something away from them, they could not get it back. And even more than this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the challenge, said, وَلَوْ اجْتَمَعُوا لَهُ. That means even if the people get together, not one nation by itself, if the people get together, they are not going to be able to create a fly. So creation and breathing life into dead things is one of the speciality of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No one else other than Allah can do this. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us about the beginning of the creation of the human being that been created from alaq. And alaq is a clot. Okay? And call alaq because it hang, okay? From alaqa, alaqa, a person like the hanger, we call it alaqa, the hanger, because you put your coat in it and you hang it. So the piece of cloth after this sperm and the egg and they join together and turn to a blood and they go in the wall of the womb and be hanging there, okay? And I mentioned something last week about some people may think there is contradiction in the Quran because it talks about the creation of a human being from a drop of semen, and sometimes they say from salsal, kalfakhar, from a clay, and sometimes they say from a blood, okay, like it's saying here, and sometimes say from water. We say there is no contradiction because this is stages of a human being. So a human being have a stage number one, which he is in the unseen, not known to anyone except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah knows that so and so will marry so and so, and they will live together, and they will have a child so and so, and bin decree, and how old is going to be, when you die, everything. So before even your existence, you have a existence in some place else, in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And after this comes the second stage, which is the being in the mother womb. This is another stage. And after this, 7, 8, 9 months, and after this, you leave this stage to another stage, which is to be alive in this dunya. And 40 years, 50 years, 60 years, 80 years, whatever years, and after this, you die, and you leave this life, and you go to something called Hayat al-Barzakh. The life of Barzakh, which is in the grave, a total different life from the before different from your mother womb, different from the dunya. Okay? And Allah knows best how many centuries, how many years you're going to be in the Hayat al-Barzakh. Now you're going to come to the final stage of your life, which is going to be in Jannah or in Hellfire. Okay? So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talk about خلق الإنسان من علق, He talks about one of the stages of a human being creation. اقرأ وربك الأكرم. Read, and your Lord is the most Akram. Okay, both of you right. $50 and $50. What about you exchange $50? We'll call it even. Alright, so I don't have to lose money tonight. Alright, we have two winners, and each one going to give $50 to the other, inshallah. So, if anybody in the website, keep open mind, and you answer the next question, you may have to pay $50 here, inshallah. You'll be the second winner. And out of Allah's karam and generosity and bountiful is going to make the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam read, although that he is what? He's the ummi. And this out of the generosity, out of Allah's karam, okay? Honoring a person who could not read and write, Allah will make him be able to say the whole Quran and memorize the whole Quran. Okay? وَرَبُّكَ الْأَكْرَمُ الَّذِي عَلَّمَ بِالْقَلَمِ. The one who عَلَّمَ. Did we mention this last week? Okay. الَّذِي, the one. Now all the things describing Allah. Number one, that He is the Lord. رَبِّكَ. The second quality, الخلاق الذي خلق. Number three, number four, الأكرم. Okay, and one of Allah's name is what? الخالق. And one of Allah's name is الكريم. Okay, and one of Allah's name is ذو الجلال والإكرام. Alright, الذي علم. الذي, this another quality, attribute to be driven to Allah, the one who taught, the one who gave you the ability, الذي علم, علم بالقلم, He taught, and one of Allah's blessing and favor upon mankind, and if, touches, past tense for علم, He taught. And one of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name is what? Al-Aleem. Al-Aleem. Okay? The knower. Al-Khabir. The wearer. Okay? Allama bi what? He made it tools and means to be utilized for seeking the knowledge and recording the knowledge. Because if you are not going to record the knowledge, you're going to forget the knowledge. You may remember it for a day, for a month, or a week, or whatever, but after this you get busy and other things happen in your life, and now how much I owe you, how much you owe me, what hadith did I memorize? Now if there is no pen, we lose all this civilization and all this knowledge that been given. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed the human being with the ability of learning and give them the tools for recording the knowledge. Because without recording the knowledge, we are exposed to forget the knowledge. Alright? And you found a history of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the life of the Sahaba, you found the hadith, you found all these things. If it's not been recorded, how are we going to have it today? Where is the Sahaba today? You see? But we inherited these documents. You understand? Regardless, you write it in the wall, you write it in a wood, you write it on a skin, you write it in bones, it's been inherited from generation to generation, and after this, the development of reading and writing and all these things, now they have a different means. But it's still until today, you found a human being with all this technology still need a pen, and he can look to Faisal, he carry a pencil. With all these big things that what you call this thing, what do you call it? No, no, the other one. BDA. BDA what?
BDA.
BDA? With all this technology, still carrying a pencil. Even the imam carrying down the center pin. You see? With computer, laptop, and all this technology, is still a human being have to carry a pen. This is reality. This is something. Subhanallah. Okay? And you're still going to have the pen. Regardless how much you know and how much technology you got, you still have to use this pen. So this is a great ni'mah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. الَّذِي عَلَّمَ بِالْقَلَمِ. And you found that there is two different types of knowledge. I was going to tell you about it, but I don't know what to say. Stylus. Even you understand the stylus here, okay? But they're going to make it with the nails next time. Watch. You can take this as a project and develop it, and you can make a lot of money and be a millionaire out of it. How you can do with your fingernail? Think about it.
People do it already.
Are you serious? Oh, we have to think about something new. Alright. And there is two types of knowledge. The knowledge of Aqidah and the knowledge of Sharia. Both of them are important and both of them are necessary to be recorded. But you find the Aqidah knowledge is easy for you to understand it because it's all what is required from you to understand and to believe. But when it comes about the Islamic law, it needs documents. You see, when you go about inheritance, it needs a writing. Okay? So the first knowledge was talking about Aqidah knowledge, and the second one talking about the Sharia knowledge that need, as a result of this, you mention the pen here. الَّذِي عَلَّمَ بِالْقَلَمِ عَلَّمَ الْإِنسَانَ. Who is the one who allam? Allah. Otherwise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if didn't give us the ability to know, because who is the one who gave you the ability to hear, he gave you the ability to understand, and he creates the tools for you. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who allam, is the one who taught. Okay? And he said, allam al-insana ma lam ya'lam. And when we talk about the term insan in the Quran, it talks in general. Okay? When we talk about a Muslim or a believer, it's a different story. And you find the bounty and the blessing of Allah, it covers kafir and Muslim. Okay? Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is telling us that لو كانت الدنيا تعدل عند الله جناح بعوضة ما سقى كافر منها شربة ماء. If the dunya equal in the sight of Allah a wing of a mosquito, huh? He's not going to give the kafir even a drop of water. If this dunya and the material thing of this life means something to Allah, he's not going to give the kafir a sip of water because he doesn't deserve it. But because the dunya and the material thing and everything in the dunya, it means nothing in the sight of Allah. As a result of this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he given it to everybody. So it's not because you're rich, this will make you that now Allah favor you. Alright? Or that you are being blessed by Allah. What's in Surah Al-Fajr saying? Anybody can remind me? Alright, website, $50. Yeah, you see? We need the pen to write. You see? What? Again. I shouldn't even say the name of the surah. فأما الإنسان إذا ما ابتلاه ربه فأكرمه ونعمه أكرمه ونعمه and favor him, honor him, give him. He say what? ربي أكرمن. Okay? ربي أكرمن. But this is not a sign of favoritism or that Allah loves the person. Okay? And also out of Allah's mercy that he made everything. So when Allah say كلا علم الإنسان, Allah talks about what? Mankind in general, doesn't matter if he's a Muslim or non-Muslim. Alright? and the ability of learning and the tools which with you can learn is favor from Allah. Okay? Otherwise, if you don't have the ability to understand, how you going to learn? How you going to comprehend? So it's still Allah's favor upon the human being. Okay? علم الإنسان. He, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, taught the human being ما لم يعلم. And this is reality. Try to go back 40 years, 20 years, whatever years. When you was a baby, what do you know? You don't even know your name. Somebody else gave you your name. You see? You don't know even what is was your name. Later when you start to hear it again and again and again, now when they call you, now you respond. Okay? You've been given a name. So when you came to this life, you know nothing. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us in the Quran, وَاللَّهُ أَخْرَجَكُمْ مِنْ بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ شَيْئًا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought you forth out of your mother womb while you know nothing. Can you imagine this state that he was in? You know nothing. He said, when he brought you out of your mother womb, you know nothing. وَجَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَةَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. And he made the hearing and the sight for you and the mind and the heart that you may be grateful. So Allah gave you the tools and the means and the way that for you to learn. You will hear, you will say, and you will know. And also Allah, وَعَلَّمَ آدَمَ الْأَسْمَاءَ كُلَّهَا ثُمَّ عَرَضَهُمْ عَلَى الْمَلَائِكَةِ فَقَالَ أَنْبِئُونِي بِأَسْمَاءِ هَؤُلَاءِ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. Allah taught Adam the names of all things. And after this, Allah presented to the angel and say, inform me about the names of these things. This is microphone, this is a book, this is a laptop, you understand? This is keys, this is table, this is a chair. Allah taught Adam. But the angels said, go ahead, tell me. Say, glory be to you. لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا. Glory be to you, Allah. We don't possess any knowledge except what you taught us. Okay? إنك أنت العليم. You are the most knowledgeable. Okay? The knower. Okay? So the one who taught the mankind, the one who taught Adam, and the one who made us inherit things from our parents and all these things, so there is a chain of how to learn and how you take the information. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the cause of all this. So we have to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Read in the name of your Lord who has created.
Sound.
Sorry. الذي علم بالقلم علم الإنسان ما لم يعلم. He has taught man that which he knew not. So after this now, after all these favors now, come and listen now. خلق الأكرم علم. And after all these things, كلا إن الإنسان ليطغى. And kalla here means indeed, not nay. Because kalla can come with these two meanings. It can come with the meaning of nay, and can come with the meaning of for sure. Indeed. Al-insana la yatgha. What is the nature of a human being? Look, after all this favor now, after this being created, being brought out of nothing, a piece of cloth, after being Allah so generous to him, after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught him, Allah say, indeed, al-insana la yatgha, transgress, disbelief, disobedience, doesn't stop with the limits that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it. Kalla, with no doubt. Inna, for sure, verily, al-insana, the human being, la yatgha, transgresses. And this is the nature of the kafir. He doesn't acknowledge his Lord. Okay? He doesn't appreciate the favor of Allah and say Alhamdulillah and the prostrate to Allah alone. This is what he's talking about, al-insan. We're not talking about the Muslim now. Al-insan, his nature to transgress. When he is not a Muslim, he will transgress. Alright? He doesn't believe. He doesn't stand where Allah draws a line for him. He disbelieves. إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَا يَطْغَى أَنْ رَآهُ اسْتَغْنَى. Why he transgressed? Because رَآهُ, from رَآ, he considered اسْتَغْنَى, self-sufficient. Now he feels that he's strong, little bit. He have some money, little bit. He have some knowledge, little bit. Now he forget about God. He forget about Allah. When he rich, he forget about the days when he was poor. When he's healthy, he forget about the days when he was sick. Alright? When he's knowledgeable, he forget about the days when he was ignorant. He starts to see himself now that he doesn't need his Lord. He doesn't need God. He doesn't need Allah. I'm okay. Why I need to go to the mosque for? What I need to go for Jum'ah for? What I need to make my salah for? Everything is okay. He see himself that he can take care of things. That he doesn't need Allah. This is a serious problem. Very, very serious problem for a human being to think that he can make it in his own. That turn away from Allah. By no means, regardless, whatever you got, you can forget about Allah or think that you can do it in your own. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala left you to your own self, only a twinkle of eye, this is your destruction. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can kill you with a mosquito. Not mosquito, with a virus. Much, much, much smaller than a mosquito. Is this true or not? Is it? Subhanallah. You can be sitting, eating, healthy, everything, music playing, everything, people standing, serving you, like this. What have it? Heart attack. What? What do you mean heart attack? Oh, something happened. SubhanAllah. See? How a person think that he doesn't need Allah. Let's even say that you're healthy, you're wealthy, you have a bodyguard, everything. What about guidance? What about knowing who is your Lord? This itself is more destruction than dying. Because if you die and you are Muslim, you go to Jannah. You see? But being living and you don't know who is Allah, this is the worst destruction can happen. Because you are in punishment. You are in Jahannam in this dunya. Because you living not knowing your Lord. And this is the worst kind of destruction. Going astray.
أَرَّآهُ اسْتَغْنَى. Because
He considers himself self-sufficient, so he doesn't need Allah.
So what is the Allah mean?
He seen himself, considering himself, feeling about himself, okay? Seeing himself that he's sufficient. Yeah, it's not exactly the word.
Okay?
Ra'ahu, he to see, but because in. In does not mean because. Okay? Is the meaning it gives you this. Inna ila rabbika ruj'a. Now the warning here. Don't think is that you self-sufficient. Okay? Don't keep playing too much. Don't go too far, because remember, till your Lord is the return. This is the point here. How much money you get, how healthy you get, how lucky you became, how many certificates you got, remember, Inna ila rabbika ruj'a. You will return to your Lord. Inna, for sure. Ila, to rabbika, your Lord. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ar-ruj'a, from raj'a, to return. That you going to go back to Allah. So this, it came in a form of a warning. This is a meaning. And also, there is more other meanings can come to the word arroja'a, the return or the final. The determination of everything is by who? You go to the court and you get, you understand, the best lawyer and. But guess who decides in the end? How Allah will turn the heart of the jury or the judge or whatever it is, and will surprise everybody and will come the judgment different from what you expected. Okay? The final decision about matters, you leave your house in the morning with intention, I'm going to go to such and such a place and do such and such. It's not your decision. Is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's decision. Okay? So the final is to Allah. In the matters, in the affairs, after death, okay? And also in the Sharia. Also in the Sharia. We said and argue and debate about it, and is halal, is haram, is makruh, is sunnah, is bid'ah. But the return is to the book of Allah. Go and see what Allah said. See what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. So the final and everything, finalization and determination and return is to your Lord. In every matter. So the meaning can be, that means, don't be deceived with this money, with this position, with this degree, okay? Stop transgress. Because you're returning to Allah. You're going to die and go back to Allah. Or that you understand a general meaning that al-ruj'a and the finalization of every matter. I'm going to marry this woman, but Allah have something else. He will make you understand. I'm going to get this business. I'm going to get this degree. I'm going to travel to this country. And you can go. It's no. The whole airport is closed. Alright? So, this final thing is with Allah, is not with us, is not what we want. It's not what you want, it's not what I want, it's what Allah wants. So this is shows you the return of all the plans it will be to Allah is not what I plan. If it fits in Allah's plan will be, but if not, His plan will take over. Is this true or not? This reality. Okay? This reality. Inna ila rabbika ruj'a. Alright. After this, the surah will go to another phase, which talks about Abu Jahl and how this kuffar stopped in front of Islam, the da'wah of Islam, and the Muslims. But Abu Jahl can be many Abu Jahl. It does not have to be one. Yes, was somebody by nickname Abu Jahl. And how he stopped the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or tried to stop the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But in reality, we see these things has been repeated. Okay? So here, you can apply it, number one, to Abu Jahl and to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and also a wise Abu Jahl nowadays need to learn a lesson from it, because it can happen to him also. What the Quran saying?
أرأيت الذي ينهى عبدا إذا صلى.
Wow. You say, أرأيت. You see, رأيت mean to see. When you come with the alif before the verb, it changes it from a verb to a question. Say, صلى. He pray. Now I come to say to you, صليت. You pray. Now if I say the alif in the beginning, أصليت, mean have you pray? So رأيت, رأى, means so, to see. Here now a question, أرأيت, do you see the one? أرأيت, الذي, who? ينهى, to forbid, to stop, عبدا, a slave, إذا, when, صلى, when he pray. What was supposed to stop people when they doing what? Terrorism, adultery and fornication, drinking, drugs, haram stuff, is it? This is what we need to stop. This what we supposed to be stopping people when they're doing something wrong. Indecency, huh? Something bad, somebody cursing. Say, sir, you could not be here, this is a mosque. Keep walking, you could not drink here. Sir, this is your mother, you could not be talking to her like this, huh? But look, the Quran say, do you see the one who's stopping a slave servant when he's what? Subhanallah, this is a crime. That how you dear somebody is making salah. How you can stop a person making salah? How you can threat a person making salah? He's not doing something mischief. Why salah scaring you? Leave him alone. He's making prayer. Like, I'm sure you heard about this imams there, the 6-7 people that they've been brought out of the aeroplane. We were coming from the conference, after the conference, and was the time for Maghrib, so they made the salah in the airport. But somebody said, oh, these people making salah, that means they are terrorists. And if they make salah, and now they're going to come in the same aeroplane, they may be going to do something now. So they start to whisper among themselves, and the next thing... Alright? So it's amazing, you understand, that for somebody to try to stop somebody who's doing something good. Somebody preaching, somebody teaching, somebody try to be decent, to be good akhlaq, good manner. You're supposed to encourage, you're supposed to be part of it, but not to stop the person. Huh? And one good thing, you understand, came in this verse, you say what? Abdan. Who is the one that the Quran is talking about, and who is the man that tried to pray and somebody threatened his life? The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Abu Jahl, which was his name was Abu al-Hakam, okay? And now the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave him this name, Abu Jahl, okay? His name was Abu al-Hakam because they used to make him like a judge. Because Hakam, a person that means Hakim, has wisdom, okay? And when the kuffar, they have problems, they used to go to this man, what? For, to be a judge, to settle their disputes, alright? And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had called him Abu Jahl. And exactly he became Abu Jahl because he lived in Jahl and he died on Jahl and lived in Jahl and he died on Jahl. Alright? That's the father of ignorance. This man promised. He promised if he sees the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam making salah by the Kaaba. Okay? He told the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, don't pray anymore because you're causing disturbance to us. You're going to make the people turn away from our gods and the statues. If I see you doing this again, if I see him doing this again, I will step on his neck with my shoes. Okay? I will make, when he go to sujood, I will step on his neck. He threatened that. Life of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he said, "I will throw dirt in his face." So one day he saw the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam by the Kaaba making sujood, and he went there to keep his word and his oaths. And as soon he got closer to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he saw a big ditch full with fire between him and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He jumped back and he ran to his people. He got scared. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had protected the Prophet. He went with the intention to step on the neck of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the Quran said, this is the one who warning a person because he making salah, threaten his life because he's making salah. أرأيت إن كان على الهدى أو أمر بالتقوى. Like it's crazy. This man is making salah. Do you say that he on guidance and that he command taqwa? Okay. This was the mission of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Salah, guidance, taqwa. Nothing bad. How you can threaten his life? Huh? It doesn't make sense. And what did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala call the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this verse? Abd. Abd. Alright, what is abd? Abida. Devoted servant, slave, servant of Allah. Abd means slave. So the highest quality and the highest name to be attributed to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to be Abdullah. And this is supposed to be our mission, all of us, to try to be Abdullah and Amatullah. Because some people say, you could not say this about the Prophet. Allah called him Abd. Because when you humble yourself to Allah and you became Abdullah, that means, because we try to be Abdullah, but when Allah calling the Prophet Abdullah, that means Allah already acknowledged him to be Abdullah. That means he had achieved his degree already that he'd been created for. Huh? Kana, was. And kana does not mean always have to be was. As example in the Quran, it says, وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلِيمًا خَبِيرًا. And Allah, if you translate it according the linguistic word by word, Allah was knower and aware. But when is attributed, you understand, to Allah, that means He is. Allah was and is. Always is going to be Rahim, merciful, knower, knowing, okay? That means the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that you, this one that you forbidden him to make salah, do you see him being on the huda, on the guidance? Is he teaching anything bad? And what he is ordering the people, amara. Amara means what? To order. Bittaqwa. That what the Prophet teaching is what? Taqwa. Fear of Allah. So how can you forbid a person of doing such a thing? How? Huh? You could not imagine, you could not even, how this can be accepted? Huh? Amara. Amara means to order. And this is Amr. Amr means command. Amr bil ma'ruf wa nahi an al munkar. Enjoining the good and forbidding the bad. And also it can be woes, that means because his salah. Iza salah, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made salah, he did not do anything wrong. Because he was in guidance by doing salah. Okay? أو أمر بالتقوى and or that he making salah or he on his in guidance or that he is commanding the people to do righteous deed. Okay, inshallah. Alright, inshallah, we'll stop here and let's hear these verses inshallah for practice reading inshallah to improve our recitation.
Oh, yeah.
كان على الهدى أو أمر بالتقوى يقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق خلق الإنسان من علق يقرأ وربك الأكرم الذي علم بالقلم علم الإنسان ما لم يعلم كلا
Inshallah, we those who will continue with us tomorrow, we're going to have Riyad al-Salihin, and we still with chapter of enjoying the good and forbidding the bad, and explanation by Sheikh Muhammad bin Salih al-Uthaymeen. We'll see you tomorrow, inshallah. Subhanak Allahumma bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Jazakallah khairan, Sheikh al-Uthaymeen.